Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. It seems like recently multiple sources, you know, YouTube videos, Sunday school classes, conversations, have been talking about the supernatural unity of Scripture. That of all the different authors and time periods, you have one story being told. And it was in that context that I read these verses from Galatians chapter 3. I'm going to pick up in verse 17, and this is talking about the law. This is what I mean. The law, which came 430 years afterward, does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God so as to make the promise void. For if the inheritance comes by the law, it no longer comes by a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by a promise, the inheritance. This is our relationship with God. This is our salvation. A little later on, this is picking up in verse 25. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. I'm sure you remember this song. We sang it all the time when I was a kid. I don't know that I really knew what it meant, and it seemed like the most important part of the song was right arm, left arm, right foot, left foot. But the first part was, Father Abraham has many sons has Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. What does that mean? Are we Israelites? Are we heirs of Abraham? No. We are spiritual heirs through the promise. Through the promise. And Paul's point in Galatians, where he's arguing against these false teachers that are coming into the church there and telling them that they need to obey the law. And Paul's saying, were you saved by the law or were you saved by faith? And then he points back to the Old Testament. Now that's where the law was operative. And he says, even there, the promise is what sustained God's people, not the law. The law had very important purposes. But that's not God's ultimate plan for humanity. So where is the promise? What's he talking about? Well, it happens a few times, but the promise given to Abraham goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 12. We went through Genesis on Sunday nights recently, and I got to teach this passage. This is Genesis 12, 1 through 3, which says, Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And here's the important part. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. God is going to bless the whole world. We are included in that blessing. Through Abraham? Yes, but specifically through Abraham's descendant, through Christ Jesus, that God called a people out for himself, and through that nation provided a Savior for the whole world. And this promise goes all the way back to Genesis 12, goes all the way back to the beginning of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 3, where we see the first little beginnings of the good news, pointing forward to one day that Christ will send a Messiah. Now, all of that's very interesting, but what's the point? The point is, one, we can trust our Bibles, that there truly is one story being told by many authors over hundreds and hundreds of years, telling one story, and this is God's story. But more applicable for us is that we are today a part of God's story, and whatever we may be facing today, our anxieties about health or money or relationships, our worries and our fears and our stresses, we can't see beyond our immediate situation. But God can be trusted. Look at the story he has weaved through all of human history, and he has called us to be a part of that story that goes all the way back to the beginnings of human history. So we can trust him. We can trust that he knows what he's doing today, and we can submit ourselves and to say, all right, God, have your way in my life today. Show me how to follow after you. Show me how to walk by faith that I am a child of your promise, and that your promises will stand. God, that you do not fail, that you do not mess up, that you are working all things for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. So God, we thank you for the promises of your word. We thank you for the story you're telling across all the pages of the Bible. And then we don't just need a New Testament that we see in the Old Testament. Why Jesus had to come. What kind of creature are we as men that we need a Savior, that we can't do it on our own? And so, Lord, show us how to trust you. Show us how to walk with you in the moments that we face that are big to us now. God, but are nothing for you. And we'll give you all the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.